may I help you?
I need to speak with our Rick Spadaro, please.
That would be me.
I had some problems with the product my boy brought down there. Is you the one I need to talk to?
You have a problem with a product your boy bought?
Yeah, he was in there of an evening yesterday, bought some kind of glue y'all sold him to put some vacation pictures in a picture album. And he was using that stuff. And hell, I don't know what was in it, but he passed slick out there at the dinner table. And the bad thing about it is he missed work last night and got fired.
What kind of glue was it for stuff we were talking about?
I don't know what kind of glue it is. It's some sort of strong stuff because he just got higher than a kite and passed out and didn't show up for work down there. He works at a little restaurant, waiting tables and such, cleaning up, busing, and such like that. It ain't funny. Listen, what I called about was that he got fired down there, and unless you could call his boss and explain how what happened, we're going to be out about $145 a week till he gets him a new job. I'm semi-retired down here. And,
well, let me get some information from you here. Your name?
My name is Roy D. Mercer. M-A-R-C-E-R. And I was wondering if I just couldn't come by there today, get some cash, because we got bills to pay and Christmas and such.
Do you have a receipt for the glue that he bought?
A receipt? Hell no, we got the daggum empty bottle of glue he's using. And he's got a big old pop knot in the middle of his forehead where it hit the table. And I got one of his old paychecks right here. I can run by there and I can show you how much he was making
every
week.
Well, I can turn you over to the company.
You ain't turning me over nowhere. Hoss, I'm getting ready to turn somebody over everywhere but loose. Because I got $145 we out in income till this boy rounds him up a new job. And it's been a long time since I had to do something like this, but it just may boil down to somebody getting a daggum ass whoop.
Well, then that's what it's going to have to be, because we assume no liability for the products we sell. We can turn you over to the manufacturer and let you talk to them.
How big a boy are you?
I'm a small fella. You could probably beat me up real easy.
I'll bust you right twixt the running lights.
No, okay.
I guarantee you I stomp a mud hole in it and stop you dry.
Well, Mr. Mercer, if that's the way you feel.
Well, I need $145, and I was getting ready to head that way, and I need to come by there maybe before I go on to lunch.
Well, we wouldn't want you to work up too much of an appetite before lunch. Why don't you bring the receipt by, the bottle of glue, and we can reimburse you for the product.
What, you going to reimburse me for the daggum $2 bottle of glue?
That's right.
Horse hockey. How about that? Horse hockey. I ain't going to be done like this. I'm strong as a dose of coal oil.
Well, I'm sure you are, sir. You sure sound like it. And I'd be afraid you'd carry through on your threat to beat me up, but
it ain't nothing for me to whoop a daggum office supply product manager's ass.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you. Maybe you could call his boss down there at the restaurant. Is it Gary Limerick?
Damn. Who you got calling me? I knew this was bullshit. I won't kill you, Gary. You're a dead man.
Gary ain't here.
But he ordered a chicken fried ass sandwich.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
Rick.
You know, you had me going. You really did. I couldn't quite believe it was that ludicrous.
You know, we really couldn't tell.
I don't know what kind of glue that was you sold him down there, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
But he would like another bottle of it for his... He got a date tomorrow night.
And I can tell you where I'm going to put that bottle of glue.
Oh, Lord.
I should be a little bit more honest with you now.
Why's that?
I'm about 6'2" and go 275.
Now the truth comes out. You didn't sound any bit of 6'2" on the phone.
All of a sudden, you swole up on us.